A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, the son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet, he put his garments back on and reclined at table again. He said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and the teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." The Gospel of the Lord.
Back in 2019, the winter of 2019, there was a cross that was laid across the shoulders of my family, in particular my father, my mother, my sister, and myself. See, my father got diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and nobody in my family in the past had ever been diagnosed that had that disease, so it was something new. And the family, none of us kind of knew what we were in for over the next 5 years, but we would learn. Parkinson's is an interesting disease. I think probably most of us are probably familiar with Michael J. Fox, sort of the sort of most prominent figure that suffers with Parkinson's, and seeing the shakiness and the lack of control he has over his body. But that's not the only kind of manifestations that Parkinson's can have. My father had a little bit of that, but Parkinson's is very closely related to Alzheimer's, and my father really struggled with dementia. At first, it was just confusion, like being able to tell the time on a clock, and then schedules and medicines and so forth, and it finally got to the point where he would not recognize his own family. He wouldn't recognize me, my sister, or know where he was at. And I was trying to think about what that journey in going with someone, at least for me, was like, and kind of comparing it to something. And I think that what I came up with is this, that it was really like a long car ride where you start in the city and you end up in the country. And throughout the whole time, you're listening to the radio. If you've ever done that, been on a long car trip, and you tune in the radio, you're in the city, you get great reception. Everything sounds perfect. And then you start the journey, and you're going along, and after a while, all of a sudden, the station kind of begins to fade out a little bit. There's a little bit of static. And the further you get, the more that static kind of comes in, the more you kind of lose being able to hear the details, right? And then maybe there's a hill, and all of a sudden, you get to the top of the hill, and the radio station comes back. But then you go into a valley, and you lose it completely. Until eventually you get so far out that you almost can't hear anything. And then it's gone. Or at least that's what I thought. My dad passed away about 2.5 weeks ago. And I had the great blessing and fortune to be able to go out there and be with him on his last days in the hospital. When I got there, he could barely communicate. He was very confused. He would go in and out in terms of maybe being able to recognize people. And shortly after that, he kind of basically lost all kind of consciousness for the most part until the day he passed. And as I was walking with him through that, we got up to the moment where he was having his last breaths. And I was sitting next to him. I was on one side. My sister was on the other side. I had my hand on his chest just so I could feel his breathing. Because when someone gets close to death, you can't see much. And they take these very shallow breaths. And so I have my hand on his chest to feel his breathing and let him know that I was there. And then he took his last breath. This is what I was expecting at that moment. When he took his last breath, I said, "I love you, Dad." And I was expecting nothing. Like I said, I thought it was like that radio station. You get so far away until finally the point you don't hear anything. But that's not what happened. What happened is that the radio station all of a sudden came in clearer than ever before. And I instantly realized that the Parkinson's, the dementia, all of that was no longer an obstacle for my father to be able to understand me. I mean, you think about it and it gets like, okay, it's not so shocking, right? I mean, we're people of faith. It's like, do I believe my father just enters into annihilation when he passes away? Of course not. But nevertheless, like you go through a journey and that volume gets turned down lower and lower and lower, it's really easy to think that it's just going to completely turn off. But it didn't. And I was reflecting about that today, especially. And I was thinking about, well, why is that? Why didn't it just turn off? Of course, I think the easy answer is to say, well, faith, right? Faith says, you know, your father's still there. He didn't just disappear. Like, yeah, that's true, but why did it happen like that? Like, what's the source of it? Where did this come from, this faith? How did it manifest like this? In this moment of kind of just a bursting open of love. And I realized that the answer to that was all about today. What do we celebrate today? One, it's the establishment of the priesthood. And why did Jesus give us the priesthood? Because he wanted us to be able to have access to the gifts of his priesthood, especially the sacraments, the 7 sacraments that we have. But even amongst those, the most important is the Eucharist, which is what we celebrate today as well. You know what the Eucharist is? It's the source and summit of our faith. Where did that faith come from, that day when all of a sudden I realized that the radio didn't turn off, it just turned up? It was the Eucharist. See, every single one of us is born into the body of Christ. Your baptism, right? That's what we profess as Christians. That we're born into that body, born into that life of Christ. There is no separation between those who love God and the God who loves us. And it's that God who loves us that is manifested in the Eucharist every time Mass is celebrated. Body, blood, soul, and divinity. Not only do we get to touch God, be in communion with God, be able to adore God, to pray before God, but we get to be connected to everyone that God is connected to. There's a reason why we call it communion. It should bring us a lot of hope. I know it brings me hope. Because there's a lot of struggles in this world. Over the course of those 5 years, watching my father carry the cross, that was really a large part of the cross that I carried. Seeing him suffer through that. Sometimes I think it's harder to watch someone you love suffer than to actually go through the suffering yourself. And there isn't a single one of us in here, there isn't a single one of us in this world that gets to escape that. But today Jesus instituted the Eucharist, he established the priesthood so that we could know that the radio doesn't turn off. No matter how much at times it feels like it's going silent, it never will, so long as we stay united to him. I think that's why, you know, we hear so often from the saints, from the doctors of the church, from the dogs of the teachings of the church, how important it is to get close to the Eucharist, especially in moments of suffering. Because God wants to heal the wounded heart. May not be in the ways that we think, or the ways that maybe that we would like. It's like, Lord, take the suffering away from my father. But it always means a deepening in love. And you know what lasts forever? Is love. You know what doesn't last forever? Suffering. And so we have so much to be thankful for tonight. A God who loves us so much that he invites us to enter into his body, to live in his life, in his love, and to share that with others, and to live a life where that's never lost.